This is the primal scream of a dying regime. Pray for our enemies, because we're going medieval on these people. Putin's not got a free shot. All these networks lying about the people. The people have had a belly full of it. I know you don't like hearing that. I know you try to do everything in the world to stop that, but you're not going to stop it. It's going to happen.
And where do people like that go to share the big lie? MAGA Media. I wish, in my soul, I wish that any of these people had a conscience.
Ask yourself, what is my task and what is my purpose? If that answer is to save my country, this country will be saved.
War Room. Here's your host, Stephen K. Bann.
It's Tuesday, 23 April, year of our Lord, 2024. Huge fight over this gag order. Lance Gooden, a congressman down in Texas, just tweets out that he's demanding all the records. In fact, the great Alex Brusewitz has got this up. He's retweeted it or sent it to me. And Gooden is asking for, since Colangelo is the architect of this, he's the number three guy at the Justice Department, the architect, and did the opening argument. He's demanding all the records between the White House, DOJ, and Bragg and Tisch. I'm glad he's asking for it, but you know, bro, you're a backbencher. Don't take it the wrong way. That's not putting you down. It's just reality. Why don't you go to a guy named Johnson, who's doing such a good job? Maybe part of the good job definition is sending out the letters to preserve the documents like Congressman Gooden wants, and actually to then have Jim Jordan start to hold a hearing like tomorrow morning on the criminal conspiracy that's going from Florida to Georgia to Washington, D.C., to this court, this kangaroo court in New York City. How about that? How about, I tell you, my definition of a good job would be that, but just number one. There's 100 other things you got to do too, but let's start with that. But it should be quite evident to people that among the official Republican apparatus, that's total crickets for Trump. This election is in the balance. Don't think because the polling and what happened, the bodega. Yes, Trump has the people on his side. Trump has tremendous forces in back of him. There's a major tectonic plate shift of people understand they're getting screwed by this system and being lied to, that are now open to the Trump message and coming to the Trump message. That, folks, is a long way from securing a victory, winning and getting people out voting and winning and securing a victory. We got 74 million votes last time and they stole it. That's 74 million they recorded. We know he got a lot more. So the illegitimate usurpers have their hands on the apparatus. But have you seen Mitch McConnell come out and say anything? Have you seen Johnson come out and say, has Polly Pockets come out and said anything or taken any action whatsoever to have this guy's back? He's alone up there. Let me repeat that. He's alone up there. And the New York Times, MSC, they're laughing at that every second of every day. They're cackling about it. We have to have his back. And one of the ways to have his back is go on offense. Lance Gooden finally woke up. Must not be watching the War Room, bro. We've been talking about Matthew Colangelo for, I don't know, a year. Jim Jordan, all your staff has all the information. Mike Davis has been all over these guys. Why Elise Stefanik? Is there no action? Why Steve Scalise? Is there no action? Why Tom Emmer? Is there no action? Why Jim Jordan? Is there no action? Why Polly Pockets Johnson? Is there no action? Emmers and Scalise, you want to be? You're making moves to be the new speaker. We're seeing your moves. How about this move? How about having Trump's back? Everybody, you can't put everything on Trump. Oh, we'll wait to border till, you know, we're divided government. We're only 100th of 1,000th of 1,000,000th of, we can't do anything. You curl up and go wet yourself, right? You never heard of leverage. You ever never heard of command by negation? Every great force starts small and uses its leverage and blocks and fights and takes every and squeezes every bit of energy out of something and uses it. Not Republicans. Johnson's running around. He's with donors. He's going to go around and save Tony Gonzalez and all his bros, right? Nobody's got Trump's back. So I love the president. I respect the president. He's got his hands full right now. You can tell. Hell, they spend an hour trying to take his constitutional rights away. He's in that courtroom and he's surrounded by evil. That's what it is. It's evil. Surrounded by it. And it's just him and his defense team. He got all the media there. We finally got the ref, got, you know, Ben Burquam, because of Ben Burquam's hustle and the hustle of Rob Sigan, these guys finally got into the courtroom. They're not sitting there going, hey, here's the ref seat. This is the, you know, we're giving you a VIP seat. Here's Real America's Voice. Cause you, so Charlie Kirk and Jack Vasovic and Steve Bannon and all you guys, John Ferrick's can have a reporter there for a ringside seat. No, that's not how the world works. You know that from the precinct strategy. When you show up, they don't sit, they're not, the establishment's not sitting there, oh, here's a coffee and here's a donut. We're so glad you arrived. We were waiting for you because you're here to save us. That's not how this deal works. You got to kick down the freaking door and say, hey, I'm precinct strategy. I'm here. Who are you? I guess you're the guys we're replacing. That's the same thing that has to happen here. The campaign's got to get back up on its feet and let's go on offense. Trump is best on offense. And he could be on offense there. He's trying to do it himself. That's where the judge, why do you think they're having this fight with the gag order? Trump feels he needs to do it himself. That's why he's putting out the Truth Socials, just to actually put out there in the ether what reality is. Because he has very little backup in conservative ink media. You have to understand this. Everybody that ran against him in the primary, the old guard of the RNC, which they're still around. Hey, they're still in and out. They're still around. All the donors to a person, all the big donors, virtually, I shouldn't say that, there's a handful. Their plan is to pick up a couple of seats in the Senate, hold the House, and if Trump loses the thing, there's a lot worse things for those guys than that. There's a lot worse things because Trump goes away. And they think in Trump going away, MAGA goes away, that the MAGA cult will finally be so heartbroken that it'll just pick up and go home. That ain't going to happen. First off, Trump ain't going to lose. Number two, MAGA's not going away. MAGA's ascendant. But it's not what they want. If they wanted something else, the show of force by the donors, the show of force by the Republican Party, the show of force by everybody would be overwhelming. Do you see it's overwhelming? Don't take my word for it. See, look at it yourself. Do you notice overwhelming? Is that one thing? Say, man, that's an overwhelming show of support for Trump. You notice that? You see that? No, because it ain't there. I tell you who supports Trump, and the more access they get to him, the better. That's the people up in Harlem that were 5 and 6 deep in the Bodega Association that his handling. Can you imagine Mitch McConnell or Mitt Romney or Nikki Haley or Chris Christie or Polly Pockets Johnson going into that bodega? I want you to think about that for a second. Pick any of them going in that bodega. How embarrassingly a stiff would that be? How embarrassingly uncomfortable would they be? Not Trump, because Trump can connect to folks called human beings. Trump's just a guy from Queens at the end of the day. Yeah, he's made it in Manhattan, and he's one of the richest guys in the country, and he's done great things and been a huge reality TV star and casinos, hotelier, all of it. He's done that. Hung out with the elites in New York and all the entertainment sports, did all that. Been there, done that. Check that box. How many of those people could walk in that bodega and have that kind of interaction? You can't coach that. That's called charisma. And the Greeks, that's a gift from the gods. You either got that or you don't. That's what we have. This is why he's the most important president besides Lincoln and Washington. In that fight, which I described in the first couple of segments today, of the fight for the American Republic versus her enemies, Trump is your guy. Without Trump, we can't do this right now. We can't. It's not doable. Why do you think he's sitting in a court in Manhattan and they're trying to put him? And Turley shows you, it's the most jumped up thing in the world. But all it's there to do is to get David Pecker up there today with the National Enquirer, lead with the porn star, then bring up Miss December, and then read again and read again and read again the transcripts, the Billy Bush weekend, to smear Trump, to make the college-educated women in the suburbs hate him even more. And maybe now hate him so much that they get Dagwood, the husband, either to not vote for Trump or just to stay home. A guy who would like Trump, but is too henpecked you know, to tell Hillary Jr. That's what this fight's about. That's what's happening in New York. And that's what we have to have as Trump's President Trump's back. And President Trump, with all due respect, no, sir, we do not think Johnson's doing a good job. And we think the way he's doing two terrible jobs is defending the Republic and, to be brutally frank about, defending you. And this campaign's got to pick itself up, dust itself off, and understand Biden's got $2 billion. He's got the power of the presidency he stole. He's got all the media, all the universities, all entertainment. He's got the same cultural punch he's had before. The people hate him and they hate his policies, but they'll try to gloss that over as they destroy Trump. And we have to go all in. You have to do a gut check right now. If you think for a second that this thing is done, and I hear people tell him, oh, he's going to do this. Hey, all bets are off. All bets are off. Right now, every day is a new day, and every day you need to be at the ramparts. On the evening of November 5th, if we don't pull this off, then walk into the bathroom and look yourself in the mirror and go, what did I do and what didn't I do? Because Trump does not have the support of the elites. He's got the support of you, and that's it. So it's gut check time. Jackie, one more time. How many, when you did this story and put it all together, how many localities or states are now trying to change their flags, and this 8-point, this Islamic star that's replacing the star of America, how prevalent is that?
I'm going to read you the cities and states, but first, this is really the Islamic takeover of America. And I just want to say, when Iran attacked Israel, it was from Tehran. Tehran has the 8-point symbol on its flag. Here they go. States which approve new flags with the 8-point Islamic symbol are Minnesota. Utah approved the new flag, but due to outcry, it reverted. Then cities with the 8-point star are Hutchinson, Kansas, Aberdeen, South Dakota, Kent, Ohio, Norman, Oklahoma, Wheeling, West Virginia, Springfield, Missouri, Reno, Nevada, Pocatello, Idaho. Now, the 8-point star has also been approved on new proposed flags for, ready? Albany, New York, Evansville, Indiana, Lowell, Massachusetts, Seattle, Washington, Toledo, Ohio, Winston, Salem, North Carolina, Washington State. Also,
okay,
one other thing.
Okay, we're going to get into this. That first list. Okay. Hang on, Jackie. Hang on. That first list is about as MAGA as you can get. I'm quite shocked about that. So we'll get into all this, but continue on, ma'am.
Again, the Dome of the Rock in Jerusalem is the 8-point octagon. This is the holiest site in Islam. And I just want to stress, this is really the Islamic takeover of America. You cannot think that this is a coincidence. One other thing, I was looking at the numbers. So Minnesota had 2,000 design submissions. 6 finalists had the 8-point star. What are the mathematical odds that happened? Utah had 8,000 new design submissions for a flag. 3 of the 5 had the 8-point Islamic star. This is statistically impossible. This is not a coincidence.
Mathematically impossible. Jackie, where do they go to get more information, all your writing, all your posts, everything?
Please go to my Instagram, Jacqueline4NYC. That is JacqueLineForNYC. My Substack is Super Moms Activated. Please subscribe. I'm coming up with a follow-up. I think I know the group that is behind this. That will be the next article.
Jackie, you're on fire. Good. God bless you in New York City, man, because that is one dangerous place right now. Colonel Bergstrom, what's your social media? How do people get to you?
To me, on Twitter or X, I'm at Donna B. MN, but really go to the MNGOP.com website. They'll find more information. And I just want to say the reason that we're in this hot mess is because we lost our Minnesota Senate by 1 seat, and that was 321 votes. We lost our state auditor by just around 8,000 votes. So if people don't think that their vote counts, it does. We need everybody to come out and vote in this upcoming election. Bring your friend, neighbor, and aunt in the nursing home, and get everybody out to vote, because we could have turned this around if we would have either even held the Senate. Thank you.
Colonel, keep fighting. We're going to be with you side by side. The flags, cultural coup d'etat in the United States of America.
Hey, folks, if you watch War Room, you know we talk every day about the geopolitical and other forces driving the price of gold. There are actually a couple of reasons this is happening. Let me walk through them. The cost of goods continues to rise despite interest rate controls by the Fed. Since January 2021, cost of living is up 18%. The national debt continues to skyrocket, now significantly north of $34 trillion, causing many to worry when the house of cards will come crashing down, and a presidential election year that will have massive implications on the future of this country. All this adds up to instability and uncertainty, and that is why so many Americans are turning to Birch Gold Group. Have you diversified your savings yet? Secure a portion of them with gold from Birch Gold Group. Secure a portion of your savings now with gold and do it from Birch Gold. Text Bannon, B-A-N-N-O-N, to 989898 and get your free information kit. You'll learn how to convert an existing IRA or 401k into a tax-sheltered IRA in gold, and it doesn't cost you a penny out of your pocket. With an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and tens of thousands of happy customers, you can count on Birch Gold also. Just text Bannon to 989898 and claim your free info kit to protect your savings in a time of turbulence, instability, and uncertainty. Do it today. Take action, action, action. Birch Gold Group. Text Bannon at 989898.
Here's your host, Stephen K. Bannon.
Okay, welcome back. We're going to try to get Derek Evans is running in West Virginia. We're going to try to get him up in a moment to join us. Let's do a reset. By the way, so Pecker's back up on the stand, the National Enquirer, and people just be prepared. Be prepared for the next couple of weeks. You're going to see this every day, bombarding President Trump and the media, Rachel Maddow, and those ghouls over at MSNBC be cackling every day. Hillary Clinton, Jabba the Hutt is going to, in a wig, Jabba the Hutt and drag is going to be all puffed up, right? Saying Trump's a dictator, Trump's evil, Trump's bad. You're going to get all that. So we got to fight back. And I am strongly recommending we be on offense nonstop. Not just more bodega runs, but President Trump comes out. And keep in mind, he's not running against Mershon. I get these judges all mixed up. He's not running against Mershon. He's running against Biden. Biden has a case he can't sell. President Trump has a case he can sell, the empirical evidence. That's why people back him. And think about it in New York City, which they're inundated. They're inundated with just negativity. Is Derek up? Okay, one of the things that we're very focused on is those folks that are part of the Uniparty and continue to run. And one of the things that gets all over me as a proud Southerner is when I look at my beloved South and I see districts that are areas of the country that are what I would call uber MAGA, and they're represented by people that are part of the Uniparty, are basically center-left Democrats, and they may mouth a little thing for President Trump when they have to and go get his endorsement running like that. But whenever the rubber meets the road, they're always voting for the established order in this country, which are nothing but a group of thieves. That's what they are. They're a group of thieves, okay? Stealing this country's wealth, sucking out this country's vitality, and either standing aside or helping exacerbate not simply the invasion of this country, but you just saw in the last segment, last couple of segments, the cultural coup d'etat that's against our beloved republic. Part of that is in West Virginia, and I realized, well, is West Virginia really the South? Well, it used to be in Virginia, but trust me, West by God, Virginia is Trump country. I'm not sure. Maybe Montana, maybe Wyoming are harder core Trump areas, but West by God, Virginia is, I think, kind of the heart of Trump country. You've got a congressman there. Derek Evans is running against a city congressman. Tell me about your race. You've been on before, but it's particularly after the votes after last week of what happened. What's your analysis and what is your pitch for people in your district when you go around trying to unseat an incumbent and therefore maybe put the majority in jeopardy?
Yeah, well, it's exactly like you said. This is one of the reddest districts in the country. That's what I remind the people here in the district. This is one of the reddest districts in the country. We do not deserve a moderate representative. Congresswoman Carol Miller is worse than a rhino. She's an undocumented Democrat. And we deserve a Freedom Caucus member, an ultra MAGA representative. And to your point from earlier in the segment, Steve, we don't need people who's wanting to stand behind President Trump and allow him to take all these arrows for us the way he's been doing it. We need people who are willing to stand in the trenches beside of President Trump and say, hey, send some of those arrows my way. I'm willing to take some of this for him as well and in order to save this country. That's what this district deserves. Someone's going to stand on the national stage, beat the drum of freedom, not only for Southern West Virginia, but for every single God-fearing conservative across this country. That's what I'm going to bring to this district.
Derek, tell us about the district. When you go around, like, for instance, on Ukraine, with all the problems here and the promises that were made on the southern border and the massive invasion that's going on and the fentanyl issues that are in West Virginia, was $60 billion for the corrupt oligarchs, Zelensky's oligarchs in Ukraine, was that top of mind for the folks in the district?
Absolutely not. This is absolutely insane that this is happening. And we have to remember that we're actually borrowing money from China to send to Ukraine right now. We're $34 trillion in debt. Our own people across this country are struggling and doing without. Here in West Virginia, I'm sure like other parts of the country, we have roads and bridges that are falling apart. We have a failing EMS system right now because we don't have the money to pay for those things. But yet we are stealing the money from West Virginians and from American citizens and sending it to other countries. This is absolutely ridiculous. It is way past time to start putting America first.
What, how does she sell herself to the district? Like this vote the other day? I mean, does she go around? Does she do a lot of town halls? I mean, how does she, this is a MAGA, I would say ultra MAGA part of the country. How does she pitch? Cause she's got a ton of bad votes. I mean, you would actually say she's a charter member of the Uniparty. So how does she sell that in the district?
Yeah, well, I mean, it's a great point. But look, she is right now running false ads, well, misleading ads. So 6 years ago, she ran against a pretty strong Democrat, and President Trump came here and endorsed her in 2018. And she is now using audio and footage from 2018, spending hundreds of thousands of dollars of ads in the district right now, making people think that President Trump has endorsed her in this current election cycle, which is simply not true. And so she's just very misleading to people. She's currently hiding in the basement with Joe Biden. I would imagine she votes with Joe Biden 35 to 40% of the time. They're probably sharing a basement together because she doesn't come to any of the events because she doesn't want to be held accountable for her terrible votes. But I believe that the American people and the people of West Virginia are sick and tired of this, and they're going to send a message. And she's not going to be able to hide for much longer.
Has she agreed to debate you yet?
No, she is not. We've made it very clear. We will debate her anytime, any place, any topic, any moderator. And actually, the last time I was on the show, I said, hey, maybe we should do it here on War Room. Which is unprecedented for a congressional race, but she doesn't want to do that because she knows that I'm going to call her out. I'm going to hold her accountable for her terrible votes. It's not just Ukraine. She's voted to fund the Green New Deal. She helped roll out the red carpet to bring Bill Gates here into West Virginia, who wants to destroy our way of life. She's voted to expand taxpayer funding of abortion through Obamacare. She's voted for red flag gun laws. I mean, this is absolutely insane. As I said earlier, she is an undocumented Democrat representing one of the reddest districts, one of the most ultra MAGA districts in the entire country. I believe that I have more than proven my loyalty to President Trump, to MAGA, and to the American people, that I'm a Freedom Caucus type of person, and I want to stand on the national stage and beat the drum of freedom.
Derek, how can she look people, the constituents in the district, in the eye and not be not have enough courage to defend her record? She took these votes. Why would she not be why would she be unwilling to stand on a stage with you and defend her vote in Ukraine? People in your district, these are kind-hearted people. They're good people there. They're patriots. They would give her a hearing. They would hear what she had to say. But why won't she give them, which is their right, to hear from their representative to defend what these positions were? They would be open to her arguments, right? As people in West Virginia, they're open-minded. Why would she not give them what their right is to hear her defend that against people running against her?
I don't know what her reasoning would be for that other than she's a coward. Look, she's too afraid to debate me. Maybe, Steve, she'd be willing to come on the show and answer that question for you personally, since she won't answer the question to the people of our district or in front of me. Maybe she'd have the courage to come on the show and answer that question to your audience. I don't know. Maybe that'd give her a little bit of courage to do that. But it is ridiculous. These people forget that they work for us. And it's not just her. It's all across this country. We have too many politicians in politics. We need more American patriots to get involved in politics, everything from city council all the way up through Congress. That's the only way we're going to save this country.
Derek, where do people go to find out more about you, follow you on social media, and find out particularly about your campaign?
You can find me on pretty much any social media platform, Getter, True Social, X, whatever. They all have different names because I've been banned on so many different platforms over the years. So I have different names on each of them. So just find me on there. You can also go to my website. It's evans4wv.com. Head over there, guys. I want everyone to realize this is not just my campaign. This is truly a campaign of the American people. If you've ever wanted to send a message to the deep state, here's your opportunity to do so. Head over to evans4wv.com. Join the over 10,000 plus donors who've already donated to our campaign. Chip in 5, 10, 15 bucks and help elect a former January 6th political prisoner into Congress so that we can send a message to the deep state that we're here to save our country.
Derek, honored to have you on here. Thanks. Keep fighting.
Thank you, Steve. Appreciate you.
I can't understand why they don't debate. I can't understand why she would not pick some locale and have Derek. And I think there's a couple other people in the race. Have them up there. Have a debate. Defend your position, particularly the Ukraine vote. Defend it. You know, they're saying that Johnson's the new Churchill. You voted and backed Churchill. Get up there and make the case to the folks in West Virginia. It would seem, I think that is their right. Remember right now, this is how the Unit Party rolls. All the pressure's on Trump to deliver. Everybody said, well, we got to wait till Trump gets back. We got to do this when Trump returns. We have to do this to Trump. But Trump's got enough on his shoulders right now. Okay. But it's the same thing with the American people. Well, the American people will solve it. The American people, they'll volunteer the military. We'll send them on battlefields all over the world, their kids, their sons and daughters themselves. The American people, they can pay taxes. You know, we'll just tax them more, put up more fees and more things. The American citizens, our movement is not simply America first. We do put the country first, and we do put what is right for America before other countries. We're nationalists. And if it's right for America, then peace and prosperity will follow. You saw that in President Trump's. The empirical evidence is overwhelming in President Trump versus Biden. That's why Biden and they have to use the lawfare. They can't defeat Trump mano a mano, one up. But even deeper is the American citizen in our movement, the American citizens comes first. Not selfishly. There's no more selfless person in the world than the American citizens. Look at the military cemeteries all over the world. Do you have any other nation on earth that has that in the history of the earth that has that? No, you do not. The American citizen, all the burdens put on them for civic society, for taxes, for everything, and you get the worst deal. You're obligated to do everything and have every right you have taken away from you and have you in back of foreign invaders, global corporations, global institutions, all of it. That's not the deal of America first. America first, the American citizen comes first. Short break. Most emergencies come without warning. And when the next one comes, you won't have time to pack and to prepare. You need to get ready now before an emergency strikes. Your supplies should be ready to grab and go right away. Secure these supplies right now at MyPatriotSupply.com. Start with the 4-week emergency food kits from My Patriot Supply, helping millions of Americans, and I mean millions of Americans, prepare. Since 2008, My Patriot Supply are experts in self-reliance and preparation. Their 4-week emergency food kits offer over 2,000 calories every day. Protected by heavy-duty, 4-layer packaging, these kits last up to 25 years. Let me repeat that, 25 years. Sealed inside rugged, handled buckets, they're made to grab and go quickly. Now go to MyPatriotSupply.com and save $50 right now per kit.
They ship fast and they ship free in unmarked boxes. Save $50 per kit at mypatriotsupply.com. Mypatriotsupply.com. Take action on this today. Go over there. They're the best in the business. Talk to the consultants. Mypatriotsupply.com.
Here's your host, Stephen K. Bann.
You have President Trump up in a courtroom, in a kangaroo court, surrounded by the most bloodthirsty progressives you can possibly have, that all want to see him not simply defeated for the presidency and the MAGA movement crushed, but want to see President Trump go to jail, go to prison. Hold on to that. Just put a pin in that. That's a reality. And they're doing everything possible to do it. Matthew Colangelo, the number three guy, and I'm so glad that it was Mike Davis on the show that pointed this out almost a year ago. Colangelo, number three in the Justice Department, nothing to do with Manhattan, seconded up there because Cy Vance had kicked this to the curb. Jonathan Turley just told you how ridiculous it is. In fact, can we get the Turley a clip? I may want to play that again. And Colangelo is not only the architect of it. In fact, he tells, they walk him through in the Justice Department what the architecture is going to be. That's why he just doesn't go up there in some whim. He's not up there for the optionality of him being there. They go up with a plan. They go up with a plan conceived and constructed by Lisa Monaco and Colangelo and these demons and devils in the Justice Department. The people have Peter Navarro rotting in a Florida prison. And Peter wants to thank you for all the amazing cards, notes, letters, all that you've been sending him. We're going to carve out some time to read it. But also go to the new MAGA deal over at Winning Team Publishing, Sergio Gore and Don Jr., the great publishing house, to get his new book that lays out the case. It lays out in detail the case for President Trump, the economic policies that got us peace and prosperity. The new MAGA deal by Dr. Navarro. So Dr. Navarro is rotting in a federal prison in Florida. And of course, Hunter Biden and the Bidens, who sold the country out to the CCP, they also did a bunch of stuff in Ukraine, but I mean, sold the country out to the CCP, they're skipping around free. This is the Justice Department. Won't send subpoenas, won't send anything. And what is Johnson's, as Speaker, has all the authority to defund all this? Yeah, it was going to be unpleasant. See, here's the thing. It's going to be unpleasant. It's going to be tough. And you got to go in and fight. And you're going to be called every name in the book, just like Navarro, myself, others, Charlie Kirk, every name in the book. That's fine. Try to throw us in prison. Hey, that's fine. Boom, boom, boom. Fine. But if you play their game, if you surrender, if you play their game, that's easy. If you surrender, that's easy. That's easy. Because then they're going to call you Churchill and they're going to go on the shows and say, he really is, in all the newspaper articles, maybe this guy really is a leader. He's surprising us. Maybe Polly Pockets, who they hate, because he's a social career they hate, maybe he's a leader. They'll throw all that stuff at you. Remember that scene in Braveheart towards the end when William Wallace is sent up for execution. And the executioner, after they gut him and they hang him up, he's being drawn and quartered while he's alive. So he's in agonizing pain. And what does the executioner leans over to him and says, all you have to do is beg forgiveness for your treason. If you just, you know, beg forgiveness, the pain will stop. And that's where William Wallace, there's a beat and another beat, and William Wallace screams freedom. It's the cathartic moment in the film. It's very easy in the way the system's set up, and you see him kowtow to him. Look on MSNBC. Look at all the people they praise have all surrendered. They're all part of their quislings. Which is like in World War II with all these NATO countries, our allies, NATO countries, our allies. We underwrite, every time they're ally, it's underwritten by the United States in blood and treasure. The Quislings came from Norway, a leader in Norway that rolled over and was a worse Nazi than the Nazis. They call Quislings now his government. And that won total praise by the Nazi regime when he did that. And praised by the elites in the countries because they didn't have to fight. What they could do is take their time and steal, become more wealthy and more powerful. And that's what happened. That's why virtually none of those countries in NATO today fought with us in World War II. I will continue to bring this up so you have a true understanding of how the world works and not some fantasy. Because they're selling fantasy. So remember, if you are to quit the fight, they'll tell you good things will happen. You will be praised. You won't be deplatformed. You won't be debanked. You'll be talked about in glowing terms. You will be part of the club. You will always not totally be with them. You'll be what's called controlled opposition. This is what the Murdochs are. Controlled opposition. In that you'll discuss around the margins and fight around the margin. Look for shiny toys and shiny ponies, new ponies, and fight over that. Things that don't mean anything. As long as they keep the core grasp on money and power. And that's an inflection point we're in today. Because it'd be very easy, and you watch some of the people you know watch, when they start bringing all the stuff up about Trump and Stormy Daniels, and you know she'll be making up, she'll come up, she'll be like the Virgin Mary on that She and Miss December. She'll have a calico dress, you know, buttoned up to her neck, you know, as pure as new driven snow. So horrible! I can't imagine. The 9,000 porn films she made, but no, that'll be, she'll be driven like she'll be like new driven snow. And Trump, because she's already implied, you know, she already thinking did it without her consent. I hope you're following along at home with number two pencil ready, because she's already late, but she's already, that trial balloon's up there. He did it without my consent. So that's going to be part of it. And you're going to have all the rhinos that you know, and everybody that's backed off a little bit since Trump won the thing, they'll be coming back up. All these things. Well, you know, he's done a lot of bad things. You know, he's a bad guy. You know, maybe Ron DeSantis can come back. Maybe, I don't know. The Paul Singers and the money, understand this. They're going to, I think, $100 million to the House. They got their guy in Paul in Polly Pockets. They can see that now. He's bought and paid for. And so they're going to put money in back of him and his establishment votes. And, of course, to Steve Daines, who is nothing but McConnell's boy, with those candidates. And they're going to try to add some seats in the Senate, take the Senate, and hold the House and add a couple seats. And then their calculation is, yeah, we'd love to have the White House. And there's tremendous benefits in having the White House. However, that comes with Trump. And that comes with Project 2025, and that comes with, I've seen the list of doing all these analysis of from the J.D. Vances to the Cash Patels to the Peter Navarros. I've seen the economic guys. He's talking about their populists. They want to decouple from China, right? They want to get tough on trade. Another article out today about how our trade policies are ridiculous, and you don't need manufacturing jobs back because everybody's going to be writing code. Okay. So they're sitting there going, yeah, we get the presidency, and there's some benefits to that. And, you know, those Trump tax cuts come out. We got to have those tax cuts back. Got to have those. But that comes with Trump. That comes encumbered with Trump. And they hate Trump. Well, you go, Steve, why do they hate Trump? He said, they hate Trump because of you. They've had a system, the Bushes, And the people that ran the deal, the Cheneys, didn't have to worry about you. Because at that time, you were blind to it all. You were not awakened. The scales had not come down off your eyes. You actually thought you were fighting for a team to save the country. And they used the worst type of propaganda to think that, hey, in your patriotism, in your love of country, to go over to foreign battlefields like Iraq and Afghanistan for 20 years, not to get in, get the job done and get out for 20 years, and to be part of their empire building and to remember, have the blue fingers. How that turned out well in Iraq, right? Turned out well in Iraq. You've got, they played on your patriotism. They played on your love of country. They played on your love of the American Republic. Yes. Yes. In a cold and calculating way. And you saw what you got. We got $35 trillion of debt in a trillion every month, and you know, $100 trillion of off-balance sheet obligations against the dollar. You've got 12 to 15 million illegal alien invaders here on Biden's watch. 12 to 15 million, depending on how you calculate it. Doesn't even count the 30 million you've got, or 35 million that come, maybe 40, 50 million that have come over other, you know, Obama, Clinton, Bush. And of course, Bush and Karl Rove and those guys, all they want to do is push amnesty. These are the same people that sat up there and to your face tell you, well, you know, all these radical Republican senators turned down the greatest, most comprehensive border bill, another set of lies and misrepresentation, things that would have actually put in place permanently the invasion of our country. So think about that for a second. They don't want Trump. They'll take Trump if they have to, but they don't want him. They don't want him because you come attached with that deal. You're deal baggage. Okay? They don't want deal baggage. They'll take, as long as they think they can box in Biden a little bit. And remember, most of what Biden goes for, they believe. The elites in the Republican Party actually buy into a lot of the climate change stuff. The reason they buy into it, they realize that's a cult religion. That's like medieval theology. And if you oppose that, you're not going to be invited to Augusta National. You're not going to be invited to the best restaurants, or you're not going to be to the private clubs. You're going to get stink eye. That you have to, these people are not Christians. These people are hardcore atheists or pagans. And their pagan religion is built around Gaia, or the worship of Mother Earth. And that is personified by the climate cult. And if you're not with that, if you oppose that, you're a destroyer. You're demonic. And so you can't be part of it. So most of the Republican establishment, sustainability. They're all into sustainability, net zero carbon. You've had Dave Walsh. And I think we're getting Dave on the evening show tonight. This is why they hate Trump. This is why this is an inflection point. The campaign now needs more energy than we've ever had. And it's not just rally energy. It is full-on energy. Coming out of that courtroom every day, having President Trump's back, and having focus what we're going to do. Go to the sticks. Biden, you're running against Biden. Go out and go out into the community, do what I call another bodega run, and there's thousands of opportunities in Manhattan, over New Jersey or New York outside of Manhattan, but there's tons in the boroughs. And just every day pound it, a show of force, so people can see, so you can take the mic out of the media's hands and let them see the imagery where people back you, people love you, people want you. President Trump is a true populist leader. And he doesn't need some big theoretical discussions of what his policies are. People see the empirical evidence of 3 years of peace and prosperity. Do you don't think today that people wouldn't kill to have 2019 back, where the economy was, where interest rates were, where inflation was, where blue-collar, non-college-educated, uncredentialized people, what their wages were doing? There was peace throughout the world, as tough and bitter as that peace was in Ukraine and in the Middle East. And in the South China Sea, at higher prices we were paying, there was at least peace because you had a tough, strong leader there. Short break, back in a moment.
True or false? Using your tax refund to pay off credit card debt is a smart thing. Actually, that's false. DoneWithDebt.com published a brilliant strategy designed to let you keep your hard-earned tax refund and reduce or eliminate credit card debt. Most Americans owe thousands in credit card debt. In fact, Daily Mail's got a story that 56 million Americans carry credit card debt, and that debt will take years to pay off, if you pay it off at all. Done with Debt found that filing bankruptcy is usually not the answer, and taking out loans to pay off credit cards usually increases the debt.
When you engage Done With Debt, their legal experts and skilled negotiators take on the credit card companies for you. Their winning strategies are designed with one goal: solve your debt situation quickly and permanently. First things first, chat with a Done With Debt strategist and explore your solutions. Some debt fighting strategies are time sensitive, so you'll need to move quickly. For a free consultation, visit donewithdebt.com. That's donewithdebt.com. Do it today. Take action.
Here's your host, Stephen K. Bann.
A story to stay on CNBC. I put it up on Getter, and I'll try to talk about it this afternoon, but UnitedHealth admitted they paid on these massive cyber attacks again. They actually paid ransom. And they admit now they paid bad actors. This and you've had Colonel Mills on here about Volt Typhoon. This cyber attack and the cyber attack business could not be more serious. And so on two things. Number one, Home Title Lock, and the other is Jace Medical. Mm-hmm. I want people to go to their sites today and find out how you can protect yourself from this. Something is out there. We were in Vegas. They took down the 911s in, I think, 911s in 7 or 8 states. So we're going to have much more about these cyber attacks from the Committee on Present Danger, Colonel Mills, others, to get you up to speed on what's happening. But right now, go over to Jace Medical. UnitedHealthcare admitted they paid off the bad guys. I think they kind of admit now maybe they shouldn't have done that. But you have state actors and non-state actors in these criminal cartels. So make sure you go to jacemedical.com today. And make sure you go to hometitlelock.com today. Put in Bannon both times to gain discounts. But immerse yourself in information. And immerse yourself particularly how cyber can be used as a weapon against you. Remember, the establishment doesn't want Trump because you come attached. When you look at the greater world, the Chinese Communist Party and others, you're a combatant. You're a combatant on this. If you're a MAGA, you're a combatant. And as a combatant, you're open territory. So protect yourself. Go there to jacemedical.com and go to Home Title Lock today. Immerse yourself in the information. Ask the folks over there. Talk it through with them. I just said about paying you that in our movement, the citizen comes first, when the reality right now, you don't come first, okay? The one thing they want from you is squeeze you like a stone to get every possible piece of revenue out of you. That's why they added 10. They didn't add 10,000 IRS agents for the wealthy. They added it for you. Josh Hanna's here from Tax Network USA. Tell us, Josh, we just had filing day. What can you do to assist the Warren Posse?
Tax season's over. And now the IRS is focusing on collecting back taxes and filing substitute for returns for individuals and businesses who haven't filed their tax returns either last year or, you know, for a number of years. The government is looking to enforce. They want to collect as much taxes as possible right now. And you definitely don't want to overpay the government, not this government right now at all. So the best solution would be to contact Tax Network USA. We will get the collection orders in place. We will speak to the IRS on your behalf, request your master tax file, and start working on a settlement so you can reduce your tax balances.
Okay. How about if somebody has either a phone call, or what happens if they have a letter from the IRS saying, hey, we're IRS, please contact us? What should the citizens do to make sure they're playing by the rules? What should their first action be?
When you receive a letter, you know, don't panic. Call Tax Network USA. Let us know the notice number that you have. We'll understand what status you're in and what the appropriate strategy is to, one, keep your assets, your home, your bank account protected, and two, put together a tailored strategy to reduce your tax balance.
This is all a process, correct? I mean, you're an advisor that helps take people through the process. But I want people to know what you can't do is just put it in the drawer and think it's going to go away. That will not happen, okay? That will not. So don't. A lot of people just put it in the drawer and say, hey, if I don't think about it, it won't happen. It's a process. Am I correct, Josh?
Absolutely. So the last thing you want to do is scramble last minute when your bank account's frozen. That's not what you want to do. You want to get ahead of this. Some people think, you know, I don't want to wake up the beast, but they're awake. They're hiring agents like never before. And they're starting new tactics, you know, like AI and stuff we've never seen before to spy on bank accounts and whatnot. The best thing you could do is have a tax attorney on your side, understanding the process and understanding what the IRS can and can't do in order to settle your tax debt.
Okay, where do they go right now, Josh? If they want to talk to you and your team, where do they go?
TNUSA.com/Bannon, or they can call 1-800-245-6000. You know, right now we have agents, licensed tax professionals waiting at the phone. You can give a call right now and have a private conversation and understand what options are there for you.
It's all a process. Fear not. Go to Tax Network USA today. Josh Hanna, thank you very much for carving time out and explaining this to people.
Thank you.
This and credit cards are the same thing. They're processes. You can't, don't put it in the drawer. It is not going to go away. And don't think, Josh just said it, don't think you're awakening the beast by calling. They already know there's some, they feel discrepancies. I know you feel they're not, but that's what the process is about. Mike Lindell, by the way, Charlie Kirk is next. Charlie Kirk is on fire. He's waking people up to stop leaning on your rakes and shovels and think this election's over. It's a long way from over. Charlie Kirk is next. Posobiec follows. We're back at 5. You struck a nerve yesterday, Mike, with the audience. What was that?
Well, we have great news, everybody. Two big wins. Our factory now is at full capacity, actually more than capacity. Everybody worked overtime yesterday, going to work overtime all week because of you guys, because of the War Room Posse. Our home reps, we just won those things where we they can work from home, where the IRS was going after them. So we have two big wins. So we're going to give a gift back to the War Room Posse. You get with any order today, you're getting the USA Revival pillows, the My Pillows. These are the best little pillows ever for your for back for support, for laying on, sleeping on. So any order today, go to the War or go to the MyPillow.com. Go down to the War Room Square there. There you see it, the exclusive. This is exclusive for the War Room Posse. You get a free go-anywhere pillow. You remember, you throw them right in the washer and dryer. These things are awesome, a $30 value with any purchase. There you got the $9.50 sandals we still have. Get those. Get yourself a free roll-and-go pillow with it. My pillows, $25, any size, any kind. Here I have the My Pillow 2.0. We got those on sale. Everything is on sale for the War Room Posse. You see sales out there, I guarantee it's lower priced here at the War Room Posse. We got the dog beds. Don't forget about your dog, $25. Beach towels, $25. We're here now. Blankets, $25. It's the $25 extravaganza, but we're going one more for the War Room Posse. A free USA Revival pillow with any purchase. I don't care what it is. It's on myself and my employees because we thank you. Call 1-800-873-1062.
That's a five-pointed American star, not an eight-pointed Islamic star. Five-pointed American star right there. Mike Lindell, your patriot and a hero. Charlie Kirk is next. We are back here at 5 o'clock. You do not want to miss it. Tax Network USA is pure war room for solving your IRS tax problems. If you owe back taxes, COVID was your lucky break. Tax court shut down, the IRS paused, and you skated. Well, baby, that party is over. The IRS is adding 20,000 enforcement agents, basically tax cops. Honest, hardworking Americans like you are in the crosshairs. Rich people have tax lawyers, and you don't. You'll pay up, plus interest and penalties. Tax USA Network has brilliant war room type strategies designed to solve your IRS problem quickly in your favor. Never call the IRS yourself. You're at their mercy. You could sit on hold for 6 to 8 hours and get hung up on. Grind you for all your back taxes plus interest and penalties. Tax Network USA attorneys have a preferred direct line to the IRS. They know which agents to talk to and who to avoid. If they get difficult agent, hey, they just call a different agent. Tax Network USA learned of a limited time special IRS offer. The IRS is willing to waive $1 billion in penalties if you qualify. Find out if you qualify before it's too late. Schedule your free confidential consultation with Tax Network USA.
They've resolved over $1 billion in tax debts. Think about that. They've resolved over $1 billion in tax debts. They offer a best-in-class client satisfaction guarantee. Now call 1-800-245-6000. That's 1-800-245-6000. And visit Tax Network USA. That's TNUSA.com/Bannon. TNUSA.com/Bannon. Make sure you take action on this today. This IRS grind is only going to get much worse.
Room at checkout to save 67%. Do it again. War Room Health, all one word, warroomhealth.com. Go there today. If you're going to be part of the posse, you need a strong heart. You need a lion's heart. How we're going to do that is with Salty. Go there. Do it today. Check it out.